read the title for the episode?
No, I actually have it written down this time. Thanks.
Oh, man. You, like, watched the episode beforehand, and you
it was in that beforehand. I watched it at, like, 7 o'clock. Don't get excited.
Oh, man.
Now
you're in your drop top?
Yeah.
Throwing me off and shit. Alright, hello, welcome to episode 64 of Dropping the X, an unofficial Hunter Hunter podcast. My name is Dame Dr. Foxy Brown, and those two clowns are Bullet Beast and Diego.
What's happening?
Hey guys, what's happening?
Today we're gonna go over, I don't know, ratings. And we're gonna talk about what we didn't do for the 15th anniversary of Hunter Hunter, and what I didn't do was I didn't read the manga. Yep. Which is like the best way to celebrate, right? Just since there's nothing new. Yes.
Well, I mean, it's like if a series turns 15 and no one pays attention to it, does it really age? No, not really, because not even Shonen Jump did anything for it.
Yeah.
So how can you feel bad when they don't even do anything?
Sure, they didn't do anything last year either.
Oh. Yeah, but it's different though, because it's like a 15. You know, you celebrate on the zeros and the fives mostly. But they sure as hell celebrated for the 700th chapter for some other series that we're not going to talk about.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's whatever, though. But yeah, we got ratings for the week February 18th to the 24th, which I think was last week's episodes. And the episode, I believe, would be 68, got a rating of 4.7, or 4.8, sorry.
Yes.
Which is above
One Piece.
Right, above the rerun of One Piece. So we're climbing up. It's getting up there again. It's below Pokemon, but above One Piece repeat. So that's good. Other than that, there really wasn't any other news. Last week, there was the whole entire announcement of the Chimera Antarc being animated. And with that, there was no information on the Weekly Shonen Jump magazine, so now we're going straight into episode 69 review.
Episode 69 is called A Heated Showdown. This episode primarily deals with Killua and group trying to recruit Sesagara, and then also trying to hurriedly complete this whole battle with Razor and the 14 Devils, because Genthru is coming ever closer to completing the game. He's only 2 cards away, and I never remember the names of the cards, but it's the one they're getting.
Lucky Alexandrite.
And something of Shore.
Lost of yeah. Shore, or something like that. Something of
or
Shore.
Patch of Shore.
It's the whatever card the card that they need.
Yeah. Basically.
For this.
And, of course, ultimately, there's going to be an inevitable showdown between Sesagara and Genthru, because each of them is monopolizing a card that the other can't get. So they kind of know that this isn't a card that Genthru will be able to get on his own. Mostly because he has no way of making friends at this point. Pretty much everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, everyone, like, let the word out, like, hey, don't get with this guy, because he'll blow you up. Plus, it's like, hey, no, I won't blow you up, I promise. You sure? Yeah. Touches you in the back of your head. So tell me about the bomber. What did you hear about him?
I heard he's you. How does that work?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I'm still unsure as to if I'm going to die or not. Now.
And he's like, okay, let me explain. 5 minutes later. So now that I've activated this bomb on your chest. What do you want to do?
Damn it. I knew I should have paid attention when they were talking instead of playing with my cards.
But they
start out the episode and they're having a meeting.
Reversal.
Tetsugara is like, okay, I guess I have to show you guys my power, because clearly I can tell that you guys have improved since we last met. So let me just build up my Nen and jump into the air, and I'm gonna fly, and I'm gonna brag about it, about how high I get. Like, okay, see what happens. And then Gon and Killua see that, and they're like, holy shit, that's awesome. We didn't know you could do that. So they charge up their feet, and they jump higher than Tetsugara, and he gets shock-faced immediately because he didn't think that 2 kids were going to be able to jump him on their first try. And then he kind of brags himself, like, well, you're not quite as high as my max height, but you got close.
And then they land, and they don't even care about him anymore. Honest is just like, let's do it one more time. He's like, no, if we do it again, you're just going to want to keep doing it until you win, and I'm not into that. Of course, they jump again, and it's way higher. And Sesagara is just like, oh god, I'm an old man. Orino's like, don't let this upset you. They do this to everybody. It's all terrible. Like,
they're just kids. Please forgive them.
Don't,
they have
don't kill them,
proper
please.
Manners.
You need them.
Well, I think more than anything, he was like, please join us. Please don't think that they're immature, because they are.
And Ahsoka, meanwhile, is like, it's kind of interesting.
He's like, I'm not bored watching these boys fly in the sky.
Gives me upshot, upskirt shot, or up pants, or whatever the hell they're wearing.
I don't even think that works that well.
No.
Especially not at that height.
No, definitely not.
So they explain the 8 games that they saw and the sports that they were, and I did not list them all out. I know that boxing and bowling and sumo wrestling is involved, and ping pong at some point because they're Asian.
Yeah, there's beach volleyball, wrestling, boxing, juggling, free throws, which is basketball. I don't know why I just said free throws on the screen.
Because free throws is a competition, and I'm sure it was written free throws.
I guess, but it's just basketball. That's very much apparent. But then it's sumo, bowling, and ping pong, like you said. And then Tetsugira asks, you know, hey, so how sure are we of these sports? He's like, well, you know, this is what we saw. There is a possibility that they could change it, but that's a risk we're going to have to take. So we have to recruit more people. The only problem is we need to recruit people that are trying to leave and that don't want any cards, because we don't want more people getting their hands on, because it's going to be us 5 and then you 9, I think is what it was.
It's 5 people with Sezugero.
Right.
5 people.
Obviously.
It's 10 of them.
Right. So they would need an additional 5. And they do get... No, they get 6 people because Hisoka is with them, remember? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they get 6 total people. Some scrubs who are... They don't even want to be there. They're just like, okay.
They are not about that life.
not about that life at all.
It's like, I don't know why I was in this mess. Someone told me that this game was going to be fun, and that I was going to get some money or something, and now I don't want to lose my life. But they start out, and they start the competition, and the first competition that they do is boxing. And it was added really, like, I really like the way the animation was done here, that, you know, he, like, talks, like, he thinks about teleportation punch, and then, like, he zooms in and starts giving him body blows. And then, as this is happening, is it Tetsugira that...
Tetsugira.
Yeah, that does the little talking about the ring.
Yeah, he mentions right, about the that pattern. It's a sacred men symbol on the ring.
That raises the power of men,
which is pretty much a dead giveaway that this guy isn't all that good, that he would need the ring to boost his power, and pretty much if he ended up outside the ring for whatever reason, he wouldn't be able to use the teleportation punch. But, like, at this point, like, Barry's just beating the crap out of him, so it doesn't even matter.
I like, he's like, huh? An infighter? What? Yeah. No, not in boxing!
What are the chances someone wouldn't try to punch me from across the ring?
He comes up and, like, starts giving him, like, blows, and he's blocking and shit, and he's like, all of a sudden gets hit in the stomach, and then he falls over and KOs, and so the winner is Barry. Barry gets the W, and the next one is bowling, right?
Yep. Yes.
And we got basketball.
That guy wins bowling. Whatever his name was. And then Kes wins basketball. And Razor's like, okay, guys, I can take this from here. And Bobo has a problem with that. Because, of course, you know, he has a hard-on for Killua.
Mm-hmm.
Because Killua messing with his face before. And he's like, no, I have to fight this guy. He's like, Killua, you want to take this outside? And Killua's like, no. Why would I want to take this outside? Like,
oh, what are you, a gay?
Like, this has nothing
like,
to do
with... He's like, back off me, bro. I don't
want what I want from
you.
Life. And Razor's like, look, I've made the decision or whatever. And he's like, no, who wants to join me and say, screw this guy and let's steal a boat. Let's beat these kids, firstly. Then let's steal a boat and get off this island. We can do that. And Razor's like, no, you can't.
And everyone else is quiet because they know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and Razor says, didn't I tell you that there's a penalty for breaking the taboo? And he creates this dodgeball of a Nen and hits him in the face with it. And you see his head kind of, I don't know what it did, like swallow up and then explode. And it looked like a deflated balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And his body hit the ground and there was blood everywhere.
Oh, by the way, there's some great particle effects with this. Like, there's pieces of his head flying. Obscured pieces, but they're pieces.
And everyone was kind of grossed out.
Everywhere. And... And as he's doing this, obviously Gon gets all pissy or whatever. He's like, how could you do this to your friend? Like, what did he do to deserve this?
He raped 10 babies.
There was baby rape involved, and obviously he committed crimes, and he did this 11 times, and he was prosecuted 11 times, something like that. And all of a sudden, Gon's like, oh, wait, what?
It's like, okay, I don't get it. I guess this is justified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, let me shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Now that I've been told, move on.
It's like, more people need to tell him off, just to be like constantly, listen here, little bitch.
Just because we're on the same team does not mean we're friends, okay? People have, like, grown adults have other reasons for joining up together. Like, you and Sezagera, y'all aren't best friends just because you need him for this thing. Like, so don't even pretend, like, if Sezagera decides to kill you, like, that means anything to him. It's just business, probably. And then, I think Sezagera is the one that explains, look, Razor, more than likely, is a game master. That explains why his power is so much stronger than everyone else in this room, more or less. And these guys that are with him, most likely, are death row inmates, which is why they reacted the way they did when this guy broke taboo and he told you that the game existed in the real world, which is, like, high crime for anybody involved. And they know that the penalty for that is execution. So this guy got his just rewards, and Gon's like, mate, you helped make the game and Greed Island is real? That means that Jin's probably here. And everyone back on is just like, is that the only thing you took away from this whole explanation?
Yep, I was gonna say, that's all he cared about. He heard the word game master and he was like, oh shit, that means you know Jin. And then as soon as that happens, it's like, Gon, you dumb fucking shit. Like, why was that the only thing that you cared about?
And then Razor's Nen explodes. He's like, oh, you're gone, huh? Yeah, your dad told me not to go easy. This is gonna
your
be
father
fun.
Basically told me to kill you. So,
mm-hmm.
Just so you know, you have the worst father of all time. And Gon is like, yes! I know. It's fantastic.
Isn't he the best? I mean, worse?
Yeah. And then at that point, he's like, oh, right, let me get some excitement going on. So you guys, he pops a little smile at the end of it all. Which, I mean, I don't understand what really drives and motivates Gon, because he's like, your father told me to make this twice as hard on you. Be like, okay, fine, awesome, now I'm excited.
It's like, before, I just thought I was going to die or whatever. Like, now this sounds right. Awesome, even yes. Though I'm probably going to die. But Razor, he conjures up, I don't know, seven?
Four. Yeah, like seven dudes.
Seven dudes.
I think it's eight, isn't it?
Is it eight?
The referee's the eighth guy. The referee makes eight.
Yeah.
He's a zero.
Yeah. Yep. Conjures up number 0 through 7, and it's like, okay, this is going to be a match against me and my Nen. And you guys are free to have 8 people that haven't already participated. Meanwhile, they're left to 6, because 3 of Sezagera's men went before. And they have to pick 2 people from the pool of scrubs, and the scrubs happen not, like, at all. They're just like, did you not see that guy's head explode? Like, this is, no. I am here with you because I want to find a way to get out of the game, not because I want to get out of the game by dying. Like, that is not... Yes. That's not how this
works.
Yeah,
the whole time they just want to sit on their broke asses, so, yeah.
Of course, because that's what they told them they'd be able to do.
Yeah.
They just had no idea this was going to happen, and Razor explained the rules of dodgeball, which, if you... played dodgeball before, I assume it's basically the same thing.
Though, to be fair, I'm sure there are regional, like, rules.
Sure, there are ghetto rules.
If you really need to learn how to play dodgeball,
like any game that could right. be played by people that are poor,
yeah,
there are ghetto rules.
But he also says that because 8 people participate, the winner automatically gets 8 points. So basically, none of the other games matter but this one. And he just has the games that go before, like, to judge whether or not the person is strong, the team is strong enough. Also to be a huge dick, because if they're dumb enough to let the strongest person go first, they're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of times people are. So, after a lot of debate, and after all the scrubs run away, Goriano is just like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll be 3 people then. And he conjures up 2 gorilla things, and in my head, I'm like, why didn't you just do that at the beginning? And he's like, I didn't know you could. But the dude clearly conjured up 8 people, and it wasn't a big deal. He didn't say it broke any rules.
I guess he didn't want to reveal his Nen ability, like, right there and then.
Well, he didn't have a choice, because it was like, yeah, that's all you have.
Mm-hmm. So right, that's probably why he didn't say anything at first, and then
right
after he figured out that, of course, the scrubs aren't going to want to get in there.
It's like, fine, I will summon up my two monkeys, or apes.
Cause that would explain why he monkeys. Also kind of looks like a monkey. Cause that's
his that is racist.
Well, he does have...
Like, he's fair-skinned.
He does have the first syllable of gorilla in his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has dog in his name for some reason. I don't know what's up with that.
Maybe because he can summon dogs, too. It's just he can choose between the two of them.
It's just dogs can't catch dodgeballs, so...
Yeah.
That's kind of true. They don't have opposable thumbs. So, there's a jump ball at the beginning of the game, because I guess that's how dodgeball works.
I guess that's how
it
works.
Well, it was very interesting how they only have one ball, whereas, you know, most dodgeball, like, there's multiple balls, but, again, this is very much, like, a single thing,
This is fair dodgeball.
Right.
It's not ghetto rules, again.
Nope.
I mean, kind of fair. So anyway, Razor has basically let them have the first possession. And Goryeo takes charge, and he knocks out, I think, two guys or three guys. He's like, oh, this game is easy. And then Razor gets the ball. And it turns out, no, this game is the opposite of easy. And Razor just, like, unleashes a perfect form hellstorm of violence at Goryeo's face.
Yeah.
And he just, like, freaks out and switches places with the white gorilla, who explodes when the ball hits him. And everyone is just like, ew. Okay?
I like that when Razor stopped the ball with one hand, like, people were impressed. Like, come on. Really? We've already went through over the fact that he's strong as fuck.
You mentioned
that he's got his highest Nen. Like, what do you expect was going to happen?
I think they thought he was pretty strong, but they didn't have any context. Because he just blew up a defenseless guy, and he blew up a defenseless boat, right?
Yep.
So,
well, they didn't see the boat. They don't even know anything about the boat. We know about the boat.
I mean, even the audience, like, you know he's strong. Right. But, like, they tell you all sorts of people are strong, and then it turns out they're not as strong as you thought.
Yep.
But this guy is totally as strong as advertised, which makes sense, because he's one of the game creators, right?
Right.
So he,
and he's one of Jing's friends.
Correct.
He's friends, obviously. So,
you know. Yeah. People they know he's associated each other. With. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy totally does not strike me as the kind of person who has actual friends who like him. So, Goryeo
basically throws a fireball at him, right?
He's technically still in the game. He's just on the outside of the ring. The white girl is definitely eliminated from the game, though. on account of being dead.
Had to be the white gorilla. Couldn't be the black one, though.
And Goryeo is completely demoralized. Like, he just has no willpower to play anymore.
Had his life flash before his eyes. Yeah.
Like, I'm so young. I haven't seen the world.
There's so many different ways I could style my mohawk. You know, come on.
Can't kill me now. So what Razor does is this really weird thing where he's throwing the ball around all of his teammates that are on the outside, and it's going really fast, and nobody, well, not nobody, but Sezugera can't pay attention to where the ball is. And God and Killua are like, oh my god, Sezugera, it's coming for you.
He, like, coming right for you, you're back.
He, like, half turns, notices he's gonna get hit in the back.
He's like, huh?
And he just, like, crumples the ground. Like, oh, like,
I love that old man like expression that he gets as soon as he gets hit. Like, all of a sudden he's just like, oh, right, oh, my back.
Like, his whole back gives out. It's like he crumbles right. And dies, and they, like, drag him off. And Razor says, okay, give him immediate medical attention, because in the rules, like, if a player, because when you get hit you go to the outside and you're still technically in play, but if this guy can't move, then he has
obviously can't play.
He has to be disqualified from the game. Which means that he's not in your potential pool of players that could get summoned back to the field. So he just retreats to the side. He's like, no, I can do this myself. And I guess his boys wrap him up or whatever. And he's observing Gon Killua's fight from then forward.
Yeah, and I do like that. He's like, man, I could totally kick those kids' asses, but they got agility and reflexes.
And that's what saved them. That's what it was. It wasn't the fact that they're better than you. It's just, they just have better agility and reflexes.
I'm old, and they're 12. That's what this is.
And they started training, too, and it's been, like, forever and a day since I've, like, done any sort of basic training, so I should probably do that. I love how, like, the anime troop that continues is like, oh, you have broken ribs or whatever the fuck you just got? Oh, here, just bandage it up. You'll be okay.
I mean, he doesn't look okay. He's just...
No, not at all. But they just put bandages around his ribcage, and he's just like, okay, here you go. Sit on the sidelines.
Like, if he had a real job, he would be, like, retiring right then.
Right.
Like, well...
Like, I quit.
I've done well.
It's like my whole dream of winning a dodgeball game has been ruined and destroyed.
So I like how when they get the ball back, they're like, okay, change your plans. Give it to Sokka. Sokka's like, oh yeah, I have this ability that makes perfect sense. And he goes over and I think he dings like two of the guys with the bungee gum, because once it hits them, he can just pull it back. And he goes to throw it again at the next two guys remaining, because they ask the question over how the back rules work. If a person gets knocked out as the last person, can they add the last second save back and come back in? And the ref is like, no, because technically, like, nobody would be on the field at the time they get hit. But what could happen is someone on the outside could tag themselves back in at that time. And they're like, okay, cool. Like, we don't care if one of these other scrubs do it, but there's no way we could let Razor be the person to save back and come back in, and we'd have to deal with him again. So, plan was to eliminate everybody but Razor. So, the last two guys, I think 6 and 7, are standing there on the side of him. And Sokka throws the ball at them. And then they merge into one guy who catches the ball. And he starts...
Number 13.
He starts to pull it away from Sokka. Mm-hmm. And Sokka's just like, you know what? No.
No, you can have it.
I'm not having any part of this. And he cuts his net off.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you. You can have it. I don't give a fuck. And at that point, obviously Razor has the ball back. And he's like, okay, bitches, it's my turn now. And then God and Killua activate their Ken. And at that point, I believe everybody's so impressed that even Razor opens his eyes for a little bit. Like, he's like, oh shit, you know Ren, so let me open up my eyes so I can, like...
Mm-hmm. He's like, their Nen is smooth and quite beautiful.
I think that was
actually... he has, like, a Hisoka moment.
I think that's actually Sezagera still talking.
Is it? Okay.
He's being weird. But,
well, he's on the sidelines checking these two boys out.
Anyway, Razor throws the ball at them, and it's like, you kind of don't know at first, but then it's clear it's going at Gon. And Gon switches to Ko, and he guards his head and his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets literally blasted out of his socks and shoes
into
the wall. And the ball gets stuck up in the roof, because he did manage to deflect it in his attempt to not die.
I will say that whole animation part of when the ball hits him, and it just goes flying, is freaking hilarious. Like, it is awesomely animated too. Like, especially compared to like the last OVA, obviously. But it's just so fluid and amazing. They just, again, so glad they reanimated this.
Yeah, that also made me wonder, is he actually wearing socks? Because otherwise, those boots must smell like ass.
I'm sure they do anyway. Because he came in this game with no change of clothes.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And they've been working out every day. So
so it just totally smells like asshole, probably, because they didn't wash clothes.
Mm.
He thought it was a virtual game. You don't really sweat for real.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, that the first time, when they came across Ahsoka taking a bath, that was the first time they were probably aware you could even do that. So the episode comes to it.
I'm sure Gon's like, but I've been going to the bathroom in my pants the whole time. I didn't know I had to in here.
It's like, do you have to go to the bathroom? No, it's a video game. You don't have to do that. But what have you been doing? I'll just let it go, see what happens. They're like, oh, gross.
So the episode pretty much comes to an end here.
Yeah, he gets up. He's got bloody forehead running down his eyes.
It's like, I'm good. No, you're not.
I got it next time, I swear.
Yeah. I'm gonna catch the ball, but your hands are busted. I'm fine. Boy,
put your shoes back on first.
It's like, hold up, you're bleeding. Let's fix that first for a bit. Let's put a bandana over your head.
Bandana time.
It's kind of like Afro time, but it's a bandana.
Yeah. I prefer bandana time.
Mm-hmm.
Bandana time, he kind of looks like June.
Yeah. Just a bit. Just a tad.
So episode 70 is called Cuts and Courage, whatever that means. I guess they're going to yell at Gorino.
Yeah.
He's cut, and he's got courage, or something. I forget.
If we're using the courage and stupidity form of the definition, then yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very much so. But this week's tutorial was a company, And it says that it warps all players within 20 meters of Caster to a nearest city that it had been before, but you must have been met inside the game. And then at that point, I think, is it Killua who says, well, what if the player is 21 meters large or something like that?
Yeah.
And then Ghana has a weird moment.
Well, his brain explodes because he's like, what kind of fucking stupid question is that? Like, and then he's like, okay, done. And based on this, there's only 9 more episodes left, which makes sense because that'll be until April 21st.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, first part of Epic Dodgeball Fight, what did you guys think of it?
We'll at least go first this time.
All right. Yeah, this is beautifully animated, of course, compared to the old OVAs. We just went on at length about this kid getting knocked out of his boots. Razor killing the fuck out of Bobobo.
Yeah, poor Bobobo.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. Great to see that again and seeing it better. And, of course, Hisoka doing his thing for the little bit that he was able to.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of interesting that, you know, that he, again, applied his power into dodgeball thinking, well, shit, there's no way they're going to lose this now if you can peg him, right, and then bring the ball back. But, I mean, if you remember from, back what he said, the further it goes, the weaker it gets, right?
Yeah.
His power. So, obviously, being that far away, he was like, well, fuck it, I don't care. You can have the ball.
Yeah, because otherwise, he might get pulled.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like it wasn't worth it.
I did not sign up to get injured.
Nope. Yeah. I just came here to look at boys. We're not a boy, sir.
I just came here to help, be close to them, smell them when they're not paying attention.
And possibly fight really
well. Also smell them when they are paying attention.
It's even creepier.
Yeah, even more so. But... yeah, this whole episode is animated great. I mean, even the boxing fight in the beginning was really well done. I didn't think they're going to put that much effort into one little measly, because in the manga, it literally is 2 panels. It's one panel shows him starting, the other panel shows him up against the rope, and the third panel shows him with his hand up in the air. And then, so that was pretty quickly. And then for the other 2 events that took place, I remember the OVA kind of had everything... like a little added scene, the guy puts his nen into the bowling ball, making it spin. And the dude puts his nen into the basketball, making it all nice and glowy so that when he shoots it, it actually goes straight. Which makes me wonder, if they have nen basketball, wouldn't that be cheating? Isn't that what that would be?
Well, no. If it was nen basketball, everybody would be using nen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But people would be able to jump super high like Gon and Killua were doing in the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, technically, yeah. If there was a special Nen variant of basketball, then it would be allowed.
So it'd be like NBA Jam real time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, people be catching on fire and shit.
Literally.
He's on fire again.
Yeah, fucking shooting from downtown. I don't know how this is happening.
But... I just imagine that same announcer from Heaven's Arena announces everything.
I mean, obviously, because what else would it be? That actually would explain a lot of sports aspects. But yeah, other than that, I mean, obviously the censorship was done very well, accommodated-wise. They weren't going to show what I showed you guys earlier with brain and lip and eyeball going everywhere. But there was no doubt in anyone's mind there shouldn't have been that the dude's face exploded and there's blood everywhere. And the dude was dead.
That guy died the whole dead.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty clear. You don't come back from your head exploding. And of course, considering that even though we know that if you die in reality, you die in real life, the main characters were not operating under the full assumption that this was happening in the real world somewhere. They thought they'd been transported to some virtual space, Gon especially, because he had no indication that this was a part of the world. So to him, that's part of the biggest revelation that happens in this episode. Next to the fact that Razor and his dad could have been best friends, they just could have been 2 guys that were in a room together. It's like, hey, let's create a video game. Okay, cool. All 14 people in here are immediately getting their names in the credits as game creators. Awesome.
I'm a game master.
Just give me arbitrary powers and stay out of my way.
It's like, what are we making the game for? For my son. He's going to use it to make him powerful.
And you could kill him if you meet him.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if he dies, he doesn't deserve to be my son.
It's like, wait, how old is your kid? Oh, he's like one. Okay, well, that's going to be a long time away. This is a long con. I guess I'll just go somewhere else and come back later.
Good Razor, you got a ton of free time, so whatever.
It's like, I can hear you. I'm just practicing destroying ships. I'm sure this skill will become handy one day.
The handiest skills.
Well, I mean, clearly that's what he does to practice for dodgeball, because if you can blow up a ship, you can blow up a fucking head. Right?
Like, yes, definitely. But I do like the continued use of Nen. Nen battle abilities on things that aren't necessarily battle.
Yep, it's a series that has shown alternate takes on battle almost from the very beginning, when it came to the Hunter exam, and, for example, the cooking challenges, the Keep Up With Me challenge, and it's shown that, look, the situations that you're going to run into in the real world once you become a Hunter aren't going to be that straightforward. It's not going to be, okay, here's a guy that wants to fight you, and you and he just, I don't know, you examine each other's power level, subtract, divide by three, and whoever has the highest is going to win. It's not going to work out like that. Sometimes you're going to be incredibly challenged mentally, sometimes you're going to be challenged physically, sometimes you maybe even be challenged emotionally, and those are the hardest fights of all. But what you really have to keep in mind is that the entire world is so diverse, and the majority of the time, people aren't going to come at you the same time twice. So framing this whole battle within sports, I think, gives people an opportunity to let their guards down. Is even, like, again, even though they knew Razor was super strong, they just watched him explode some guy's head, like, until Gorino freaked out, Cesagera got hit in the back and, like, crippled, and Gon lost his shoes. Like, you don't really feel the impact of how powerful Razor is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all stuff, like, done within the restraints of a game he decided on. Because, really, the game could have just been, okay, me and my eight guys, you and your eight guys, let's have a fist fight to the death. Which would have worked out in his favor a lot quicker.
The most sacred of sports.
Yep.
Right.
Battle ball.
Yeah. I still think that it's kind of like a weird-ass method of being like, okay, we're playing all these sports, and it could have been, you know, like, instead of being just free throws, you could have had a basketball game, right?
Yeah.
Instead of being like the sumo thing, because he gave him the sumo victory, he could have just done the sumo thing himself and taken that, but he's the master of the dodgeball, and that's what he likes to do. It was cool to see like that. You don't ever really see that being portrayed in a shonen, you know, manga or / anime, where it's like, how do you win? Oh, you punch him in the face. Okay, cool. How do you win this time? You play a dodgeball game.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who's gonna come up with a anime based on dodgeball, or a storyline based on dodgeball. Like, what was that soccer anime that was on just right now recently, that Foxy, that you liked, but Ginga Kickoff? Yeah, that one.
So Ginga E
dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Galactic dodgeball. Sure, why not?
Yeah. I was gonna say, if we could have like Inazuma 11 dodgeball.
Yeah, Inazuma 11 dodgeball.
That would be so ridiculous. That's basically, you know, it's basically like JoJo's Bizarre dodgeball at this point, right?
Yeah, I know. They have stands now.
They literally call them stands. I don't even remember.
No, they're called like avatars or something. I forgot what Doc told me.
We're talking about in JoJo or in Inazuma?
No, Inazuma.
Inazuma.
Or Inazuma. Okay.
Inazuma 11 Go, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, I know that show's freaking ridiculous. All over the place.
It's incredibly over the top, yes.
Yeah.
Like, there was a top, and now it's in space.
Yeah. And then in there's time.
And then eventually it's going to... Wait, no, you have to go galaxy first. And then you get to go in time.
Well, they already went in time. To make an all-star team with, like, Joan of Arc and, like, Nikola Tesla and all these people. Like, I'm dead fucking serious.
Oh, God.
They all play soccer and have soccer powers now.
So,
anyways.
The short of it, it is.
Back to Hunter Hunter.
The short of it, I guess, is that we would totally enjoy a dodgeball spinoff following Razor and the 13 Devils, I guess.
Taking on kids. That would be great.
Teaching kids in schools how to play dodgeball by ripping their heads off.
Or ripping off the heads of their teachers, whatever.
Yes.
Whatever gets the lesson across. But in terms of what we have upcoming for the group, can they survive this dodgeball match? After that, the inevitable confrontation with Genthru, what's going to come of that. And then the conclusion of the game. And that's pretty much the 9 episodes we have left.
Yeah, because at this point, you know, it's either going to be, like, both teams are pretty close to winning, getting the 99 cards that they need to complete everything, and they're at 97, so it's either this, they win, or they go home, literally. Like, they're going to keep trying to win this dodgeball, and until they do, they're going to be stuck here. But, yeah, so look forward to those episodes and that stuff coming up. And then after that, come April 21st, debut of the Chimera Ant arc animated.
So, yay.
Yes. This shit's gonna get extra real.
Yep.
It's what we've all been waiting for, I guess.
And then after like 20-something episodes, it'll get extra sad.
Yeah.
It's super sad.
Something around there. It's gonna be pretty awesome to see that shit animated, though. I'm excited. I look forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
But in case you guys didn't know or were unaware of, the series turned 15. This past Saturday. So, happy birthday, Hunter Hunter.
Yay.
We're the only people that care.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Because nobody else seems to even mind.
Shonen Jump didn't even do anything.
I was thinking of making, like, this big thing, like, having cake and by myself and making it and being, like, taking pictures and shit. But I'm like, nah, let's save that for the
20th. See, you should have made, like, half a cake and then just left it in the corner. Right. That would have been, like, in the spirit of Togashi.
Yeah, he can't even finish cake.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That definitely would be. I feel like if he would kept writing, this would have been a much bigger deal, because...
Mm-hmm. It probably would have been over. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. I mean, it could have been over. I have no idea where the hell he's planning on going now, so... I mean, he pretty much opened up the whole entire, like...
New world.
Continent, literally. Yeah, he opened up the new world. So there's plenty more story there, so I don't know if he would have kept going. But again, I don't know if he had that idea back then. Because I feel like that helps him. Like, if he takes a break and he comes back, he has good material. And he, like, can avoid all the filler shit and, like, get straight into business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, maybe they're saving it for later, like, this year. Like, the rest of the year, whenever, if he does come back at some point this year. Like, they come back for the 15th anniversary, and there's a new movie coming out, too, at some point.
Possibly something about Netero.
Yeah, so maybe they'll put that in there. I think that's a wrap for this episode. There's really nothing else to talk about. It was pretty uneventful week.
No feedback either.
Yeah.
Nope.
So if you feel guilty, which I'm sure you don't, twitter.com/HXH podcast, facebook.com/HXH podcast, do more than just like stuff. Like, comment.
Mm-hmm.
That would be helpful and useful. Gmail address is hxhpodcast@gmail.com. The website is hxhpodcast.wordpress.com. And you can find us on ssanetwork.com/ssanetwork.freeforms.org. And I don't remember the phone number. It's going to be on the website.
Yeah, the phone number is 954-324-7722.
All I remember is the last part is SSAA.
Well, that's the important part, right?
It's the only part. Also, 954, I guess, so you know it's in the U.S. But whatever. Yeah. Also, 3-minute time limit.
Yeah, and if you feel like that's not enough time, you could just, again, send us an
call
email.
Call back.
Cause that's the most, yeah, call back, send us two. We have no problem with that. But yeah, that's there for you guys to do. And I feel like I'm going to, like, do this every single time, just remind you guys that every single Hunter volume is available digitally, and please support the series. I will be posting the link up from now on every single post.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like that, like, will incite some sort of something, I guess. And, like, sales are going up. Be like, oh, maybe you should get back to writing. I don't know. Do whatever we can to just... I know, it's ridiculous thought.
Your optimism is hilarious.
I know.
Just, like, be happy that they continue to release stuff digitally. That's what we're going for. To give them incentive to keep going.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so thank you guys for joining us for episode 64. I don't know.
Remember, Hunters, the climax is Hisoka's penis.
You really gonna force that?
We're gonna try and make it a thing, damn it.
Good night.
And Milhouse, too.
Oh, Simpsons references.
身につけたもの抱え込んだもの手放した時始まる何かうまく生きてくレシピを